My name is Ben Bailey. We're so glad that you've joined us for our broadcast today.
The Scripture says the Lord did not leave Himself without witness, in that He did good, gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. Wasn't it wonderful to wake up to the rain today? So thankful to God for that and the beautiful day that He's given us. I want you to think with me for just a moment about some attitudes that will make for good service. Here's what the Bible says. 1 Timothy 3, verses 12 and 13. Those who have served well as deacons obtain for themselves a good standing in great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. The office or work of a deacon is not really an office to be held per se. It is a work to be accomplished. It's not a title that you wear. It's a task that you carry out. It is a task of service. What's a deacon all about? The word deacon simply means a servant. And as we speak this morning about attitudes that will encourage more service, realize this isn't just to these men today. Aren't we all servants in the kingdom of God? Jesus has called all of us into service in His kingdom, and so these are attitudes that will help each and every one of us. The first of these is a positive attitude for the Lord's work. Listen carefully. Attitude determines altitude. How high you think, how high your goals are, and how high your achievements desire to be is how high you reach. The Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. You know, in your job, a negative attitude is infectious. Negative attitude in the office makes everybody want to be negative. A negative attitude in the family spreads more and breeds more negativity. If we want successful servants in the kingdom of God, we need a positive attitude for the Lord's work. Friend, listen carefully. There is no greater work in all the world than the work we're involved in the church. Amen? This is the greatest work you could ever be a part of. The Bible says that we are to work diligently in the cause of Christ. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And so have a positive attitude about the work of God. In matters of option and in matters of expediency, I may not agree with every optional decision. You may not agree with every optional decision, but here's what we do agree on. If we've got a positive attitude and if we stay busy in the work of God, we can glorify the name of God and exalt the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember this, your attitude also needs to be one of example. I am an example to every person who I meet. You remember our theme this year is more about Jesus. And the verse that we selected is 1 Corinthians 11 verse 1. Paul said, imitate me as I also imitate Christ. Everywhere I go, everywhere these men go, they represent Jesus in their life. I am to walk in the footsteps of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And my attitude and your attitude as an example needs to be such that we are that shining light. Do you remember what Jesus said in Matthew 5:16? Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Not only do I want to have a positive attitude, I want my example as a servant, and I know these men want their example to be something people can look to. Here's what they need to say. Would you open your Bible to Acts 4, verse 13? I want you to turn with me to Acts 4, verse 13, and as it relates to our example, I hope you've got this passage underlined or marked in your Bible. If you don't, I'd sure encourage you to this morning. This passage stands out to me as one of the most compelling on the power of example. Acts chapter 4. I want you to look in verse 13. Now, the context is Peter and John have just spoke boldly in the name of Jesus. In essence, they have just rebuked the religious elite for their failure to really know God's will. And when they heard that, here's what they said in verse 13. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled. And here's what you ought to mark. And they realized they had been with Jesus. To these men, we hope and we pray that people will look to your life and realize this. They're followers of Jesus. These are Christians. Although of Peter and John, they had no formal training, they were uneducated, they were fishermen, when the religious elite had just been rebuked by these men, they marveled. They said, how can these fishermen do this? Then the light bulb came on. Ah, these men had been with Jesus. No greater compliment could be given to you than that you are trying every day to live for Jesus Christ. Be an example of faithfulness. Faithfulness in worship. Worship God faithfully every opportunity. John 4:24, worship in spirit and truth. Don't forsake the assembling of the saints. Set your example as that of a model of how a person ought to live, how you ought to dress, how you ought to act, and the example for proper worship to God. And then finally, be an example in evangelism. There's no greater thing you can do for the cause of Christ and for the service of our Lord than to spread the gospel. As Brother Nestor said, we have an awesome responsibility and privilege to take the whole gospel to the whole world. That privilege is in your hands, and that privilege is in my hands, and may each of us be encouraged to do just that.